for somebody who's just signing up for the very first time, where do they start?
Well, if you're in Champaign County or in the surrounding areas, I definitely encourage you to give us a call here at Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. We are also hosting an informational community meeting on October 26th at 6 p.m. at the Champaign Public Library. So I encourage all of y'all to attend that meeting, get some basic knowledge and information. You're able to apply online at healthcare.gov. You can also apply by phone. If you're not in the Champaign area, in our region, you can go to healthcare.gov and find in-person assistance by just entering in your zip code.
For people who enrolled in the Affordable Care Act last year, do they have to enroll again this year?
The short answer is no. They will be rolled over into their plan if they don't do anything, but we encourage everyone to go back to the health insurance marketplace, to go back to their account and update their information, because income changes, household size changes, and those are all things that affect financial assistance. And the plans change. The plans themselves change. Maybe not every single plan is going to be the same next year. So we encourage everyone to go to the marketplace and find something that's going to be the best fit for them. And so that does kind of mean coming back every year and taking a look at that and seeing what is going to be the best fit for this coming year.
But they won't be kicked out if they signed up last year.
No, they won't be kicked out. They will probably be rolled over. So the important thing there is to pay attention to the mail, because even plans that are ending, they'll roll you over into a different plan. And so if that different plan has a different premium, you might get a kind of like a surprise when your bill looks a little bit different. So we encourage everyone to go back to the marketplace and update their information.
When they go on healthcare.gov and start signing up, or they come to Healthcare Consumers to fill out the paperwork, what do they need to bring with them?
The application is done online primarily. So if you're over the phone, you'll need to have this information available to you, and you might also need to submit documentation. But when we come into the office to do the work, we do it online. So you will need an email address, and we can help create that. You also need social security numbers and birthdays for everyone that is getting coverage, but then you'll also need household income. So everyone who is working, regardless of whether or not they're getting health insurance, will need to provide proof of income.
The open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act runs from November 1st through December 15th, 45 days. That's it. After December 15th, no more ACA for you until next year, correct?
Correct. There is a special enrollment period if something happens where you move to a different state, and so you need new health insurance. So your situation has changed. If your household changes, if you lose your employer-sponsored health insurance, those are all special enrollment periods. So you would be able to get into the marketplace like that, but you also only have 60 days from that incident of you losing health insurance to get into the marketplace and to choose a plan. So there is a window. There is a window where you need to do that. Otherwise, if none of those things apply and you miss the open enrollment period, it's not going to be until November 1st that you're going to be able to even choose a plan, which then would probably not start until January 1st of the following year.
So no dawdling.
Right.